try my Wu-Tang style.
Caroline, Willie, D-Base, 102.5, 106.3, The Game and The Game Nashville app. We're live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Game Studio, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook Sports. And joining us now is TD, Teron Davenport. TD,
we're talking Mets with TD. Oh, sorry. We got a little excited. We were texting each other last night. The Mets got on the Sunday night baseball, 5 wins in a row, showing signs of life.
Between you and TD and Jared and Chase, we've got a nice little Braves-Mets rivalry going on in the
big
station.
Oh, big time.
Yeah,
we got to
get your Cardinals in there, see?
They're
showing signs
Cardinal
of life. They're showing signs of life.
We are back, baby. I'm going to be insufferable for the next couple of months. So everyone buckle up for the ride.
We need to start a baseball podcast. Just, you know, we don't have to bring it to everybody here if that's not your cup of tea. But we got a good little rivalry going here.
It is fun.
Yeah.
Fun little MLB
rivalry
going on here. TD, always appreciate starting our week with you. Some brand new, fresh breaking news coming out from Ian Rappaport that the NFL just passed a bylaw that will allow a third quarterback to be active without burning a roster spot. Sounds like great, great, great news for Malik Willis.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's crazy, Caroline, because we just talked about this on Friday when we killed the 2 to 6 hour, you know, hours. But, yeah, I mean, it's great news for a guy like Malik Willis because here it is. There was a possibility that he was going to be cut. You know what I mean? So now it's still a competition, but we know that carrying that third quarterback was going to be a tough thing to consider given the other things that they had to do on the roster. And obviously they weren't going to not have Will Levis on the roster. So Willis was in jeopardy. And now I'm not going to say he's not still in jeopardy, but it definitely makes it a lot easier for a guy like him to make the roster.
And on a more macro perspective, I think this makes the NFL product so much better. Because I do think the 49ers quarterback situation this past year, that's more so the exception and not the rule. Very, very rarely do you see a team go through 3 quarterbacks in a season. But it made that Philadelphia-San Francisco NFC Championship game so much less interesting because he had a running back in at quarterback. So I think this makes the product overall just better.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, I'm not going to call the guy a running back all the way. But, I mean, you're right. It definitely was a drop-off in play. And I think when you look at it, it's something that I know at the owners' meetings in March, you know, they were thinking about this, and to see it actually go to fruition, I think is a great thing for just everything that you know, we talked about with a third guy who's just on the brink, and it definitely increases the quality of the game. I'll agree with you there, absolutely.
And the development, I mean, wow. Malik Willis somewhere, and probably every third quarterback is going to be having a party tonight. I mean, you got to celebrate this. This is enormous news. And they never should have gone away from this rule to start with. I mean, that was a bad idea. But I'm really curious now, Teron, in the next 3 to 5 years, if we have some fun stories develop of quarterbacks that stayed in the fray, stayed active, and turn it into a career, whereas before they would have been cut and their career would have gone in a different direction.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, you look at a guy like P.J. Walker in Chicago, you know, he's one of those types of players that could definitely benefit from this type of situation. There's so many, you know, across the league, and there's a lot of complaining about the quarterback position not being the quality that it should be, but I think there's a lot of options quarterback-wise, and there's a lot of players that you could have as your quarterback, right? And, you know, you used to have that rule where if the third quarterback comes in, the other two can't play again. Now, I mean, let's say you have a guy, like you look at, case in point, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, right? He's a really athletic football player. He is a quarterback. But you could bring him in and have a little package for him and then bring him out. You know what I mean? So it allows
like
that
the Steelers used to do with Antoine Randle L from time to time.
Yeah, yeah. Or even, you know, you look at what the Saints do with Taysom Hill. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think that's definitely a good thing, and it opens up more things for these play callers.
That's interesting, too, I guess, from a roster standpoint. if I'm the Saints, I'm like, well, no, Taysom Hill's not our third quarterback. He's a football player. If he happens to go in at quarterback, that doesn't count. That's not our third guy, right? I mean, you might have some discrepancies there, right?
You might. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot you could do with it.
No question. So, Teron, tell me what you're looking forward to more so than anything. I mean, we know the obvious, right? Everybody's going to be watching the new guys at these OTAs, but it will be fun to see the group out there together.
Yeah, it will be fun to see the group out there together. And for me, I'm looking forward to seeing Harold Landry. I want to see how he's out there moving around. Hopefully, you know, he's able to do everything that a fully healthy player is able to do. You know, so that being said, hopefully he's fully healthy. I guess we'll say it that way. Almost a year removed from that injury, give or take a couple months. So I'm looking forward to that. Definitely want to see, you know, how I want to see Chris Moore, right? I mean, this is a guy that they signed, and obviously there's a lot to be desired from the receiver position. Want to see the rotations and how they have everything looking. Kyle Phillips back out there. So overall, it's just I'm going to be looking for particular guys who we didn't get to see a lot of last year because of injury.
That's a great point on Landry. I've been curious myself, especially with the timeline. I just hope it's not a race to get back by day one. Like we documented it some last week. The Robert Woods, the Bud Dupree, the Taylor Lewan, just the urgency, and maybe it was a little rushed to get there on day one. I'm hoping because Landry had a little more time that you might see it in increments more and that he's fully, truly ready to go when it's time to play.
Yeah, absolutely. And for a guy like Landry, it's funny, you know, you watch him, how he comes off the edge. It's kind of like that motorcycle racing, right, where they're leaning and it's almost flat. You know, he has that bend that he uses along with the speed. So I want to see, like, when he has to bend like that and put that pressure, that torque on that knee, how is he doing that way? And obviously, you know, it's not going to be 100% speed that they're going to be going with, but still, just to see him get used to that movement, that's something I watch for sure.
TD is with us, Teron Davenport. TD, we kind of talked about this on Friday, but it's been very suspect that we have not seen Kevin Byard. Now, he might be in the building, but we haven't seen him speak to the media. He hasn't posted photos that he is there. OTAs are voluntary, but if Kevin Byard is not there tomorrow, what would that tell you?
Well, I think it's kind of something you would raise your eyebrows at. I don't think it tells you much because one thing that we know about Kevin Byard is he's going to be in shape and ready to go, and he is one of their best conditioned athletes on the team. You look at how much that he's, you know, played over the last X amount of years since he's been in the league. He doesn't miss games. So that's one thing you could rest assured that won't be an issue. But then again, at the same time, as a guy who's a leader on the team, a guy who is clearly a documented part of the face of the franchise, so to speak, it does say a little something. It's like, okay, what has changed? And that's something to definitely consider.
And yeah, TD, Teron Davenport is with us. And this isn't something that we are able to report on, is a whole lot of the interactions between coaches and players or player-to-player interaction. But when it comes to Ryan Tannehill, you know, go back to the comments that were blown completely out of proportion last season. It's not my job to mentor Malik Willis. What are you kind of looking for in Ryan Tannehill and maybe the leadership that he displays tomorrow at OTAs?
More of what he's already shown, you know, and he had that statement that was a little misconstrued, but here it was, he invited Malik Willis and the rookies to his house, you know, and had them there. And then you watch him at OTAs and minicamp, he was right there talking to Malik Willis when necessary. I think that's exactly what you're going to see from Will Levis, you know, that interaction. And it's something that, you know, Tannehill knows. He's not silly. He knows what's at stake. He knows what's in the works. And it probably couldn't have been a better person to have in this position because he's going to be unwavered from that. He's going to continue to do what he has to do and focus on just getting better every day. I mean, that's exactly what he said. So And he's not going to have any, like, contention or anything like that as far as visibly. I'm sure inside there's going to be like, dang, man, like, they're doing this to me again, you know. But yeah, overall, it's not going to be a bad situation because of how he is, the caliber of person he is.
He is such a pro's pro. And exactly. TD is with us. I was reading Jim White's most recent mailbag on TennesseeTitans.com. He was asked about the secondary, some of the injured players coming back this season. Jim White said Elijah Molden should be good to go, and Caleb Farley is still on the mend. And that's not encouraging to hear about Caleb Farley, who is a guy who's been, you know, injury prone ever since the second he got to Nashville. What do you think are fair expectations for Caleb Farley this season? And if he can't go, what does the secondary look like?
Yeah, that's a good question, because I remember some of the sources, there was concern that he wasn't going to play again, right? And I'm not talking about again that year, again, period. Mm-hmm. But it got a little better, the you know, diagnosis and everything. But, I mean, I remember talking to Caleb on Locker Room Cleanout, and he was like, man, it was so bad, his calf, like, it wouldn't trigger, it wouldn't fire. So he didn't have that, you know, that twitch that he had before, you know, and that's something. So as far as expectation, it's tough to gauge what the expectation is. I would be surprised if he's out there and fully participating, but I mean, that's one of the things for us to see, you know. So for me, just seeing him out there, I think is going to be good enough. And then as we get into training camp, there's obviously a step that he has to take. But the secondary overall, I think, is going to be pretty interesting, right? You got Christian Fulton in a contract year. I know he's been, you know, getting that work in and doing the things that he needs to do. And McCrary is there at the facility. And he's also working with Kevin Byard and the guys over there with Jeremy Holt. And then you look at Amani Hooker. I know, you know, he's been there too. So, I mean, it's going to look good. And as Jim White mentioned, Elijah Molden will be back.
Yeah.
Those are all positive things. I want to see what Sean Murphy Bunting is a really interesting one, because he's a guy that will probably compete for one of the starting spots on the outside, but he can play the nickel too. So that's going to be another guy in the mix for them.
What's in store for Talking with TD this week?
Yeah, I think I'm still working through some guest options, but we're obviously going to give our takes on and feedback from being there for our first full practice, right? You know, actual practice with the vets and the rookies. So there's going to be a bunch of feedback from that, and Run TMC for sure. So definitely check it out.
Awesome. Thanks, TD. We look forward to your coverage of OTAs tomorrow. We'll chat next week.
All right, for sure. Appreciate you.
Awesome. Thanks, TD. Well, it is official. The NFL has passed the 3-quarterback rule. What does that mean for the Tennessee Titans? What does that mean for the league as a whole? Coming up next on Caroline Willie and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.